HMS Podcast brought to you by ZMANow.com. Go to the website to learn how to buy a bottle of Testrogain with ZMA and get two Viala fill bottles for free. Put John 20 in the promo code and get 20% off at ZMANow.com.
You thought that was funny.
Holmberg's morning sickness.
You were laughing like a hyena when he said it.
98.
What the hell is wrong with you?
We've got a guest here. We got to be very careful. He's touchy, you know. He's got.
What do you mean? It's his birthday.
Got a history. It is true. It's his birthday. When he comes in, we'll have his birthday music ready to go. Ladies and gentlemen, he's a Hall of Famer as of 2 years ago, last year, whenever he went in. HOF. It is his birthday today. 44 years old. Shares a birthday with my wife. Former Baltimore Raven linebacker, Pro Bowler. Hated him while he played, but you just can't help but tip your cap to somebody that great at the sport we all love, football. And here he comes. He's often confused, though, so let's just hopefully he's good today, and you guys are going to help out with that. Ladies and gentlemen, right outside our door right now, Hall of Famer Ray Lewis is here. Ray, come on in, my friend. Oh, look at that.
Happy birthday, Ray Ray.
What are you doing? I'm right. Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday, dear Ray Lewis.
The only one
52. Singing. Happy birthday to me. Thank you, world, for singing along. I heard you all.
Not really.
44 years old, Brady. 44. You know what that means, right?
Yeah.
Four plus
four.
Three.
Oh.
Because that's what I was yesterday. 43. That's seven. Five plus two is seven. Five and two is another comprehension of four. Three plus one. 44. There ain't no accidents, Brady.
Destiny.
There ain't no accidents. It's all part of a plan. Everything's part of a plan. Especially when I was there and those two gentlemen were killed and I threw that suit away. God, never did find that suit. That was part of God's plan. Disintegrate that suit.
Did you really look for it?
I never had to look for it. I put it in a place someone else supposed to find it. You know who found it? God. Speaking of Lamb of God. I am a Lamb of God. Stop stealing their guitars. They need them.
No more.
No more. No more. How many guitars were stolen, Brady?
Three.
Three. How many members in Lamb of God? I'm going to say four. That's seven. There's no mistakes. Five plus two is seven. Ain't no mistakes.
Three guitars. Father, Son, Holy Ghost.
I have all the answers. Everything. Although some things do sort of confuse me. I'm struggling with some things. Life is struggles, Brady. Life's about struggles.
How's the garage?
Garage is still empty. Can't make any decisions in that thing. Don't even know where the drywall goes. You can't buy drywall the same size as your garage. That's created quite a conflict for me.
It's tough to find.
I went in and I said, Home Depot, I got a garage with three walls. They ain't got no walls on those walls. Are they walls? I need to add walls to the walls to make them walls. Three walls. Need three walls for those walls. That's six. Plus me in the garage. Seven. Ain't no mistakes, Home Depot. Home Depot guy looked at me and said, I don't know what you're saying. I said, I need my garage-shaped walls for sale.
That's a lot of numbers.
He showed me these little tiny slabs of walls. I said, what's that's on my garage walls? Then I realized that I think my garage walls have a vulvar hematoma.
Oh, no.
You got to drain those walls.
I got to go in there and fix them walls before I put walls on them walls.
Like multiple?
That's what it appears. You don't know nothing about nothing.
Can't put shelves on those.
You can't stick a shelf on a vulvar hematoma. It's its own shelf, and it hurts.
Is there anybody attached to those?
Yes, and she suffered greatly. Mass trauma to the vagina.
No.
How many vaginas does a woman have?
Seven.
How many feet do I have?
Two.
How many hands do I have as well as the woman whose vagina I'm about to kick?
Two.
That's seven. Ain't no mistakes. That woman deserved it. Five plus two is seven. That's why I kicked her in the vagina, Yana. That's why she's suffering with the vulvar hematoma. That's why Ray Lewis did what he did. There were two bad guys. Five in my entourage. I had to hold one of the two away. Then we killed one guy, and I let the guy we were holding go. We killed him. Seven.
How many times did we stab him?
No, I was holding him.
You were holding him? The dead guy that you killed?
While he was being killed. Yes.
By you?
No, by people I was telling to kill that man.
Oh.
I said it a lot. The suit is in 7 different containers, along with the body parts of the missing gentleman.
Wait.
Wow.
You just said that.
What?
You just said where the
suit is. Ain't no mistakes, Eric. You heard what you wanted to hear.
Happy birthday, Ray.
Happy birthday to me. It's good to be alive, ain't it?
You got a
said almost everyone.
You got a man cave, Ray?
I do. It's that garage. I can't find a... If anybody is selling a 25 by 23 foot set of walls that's already combined, I just slide that right in. It's hard to find walls when you ain't got no walls.
That is tough.
That garage will be finished someday.
What
we make that work.
Hang on those walls.
What, to hang on them walls?
Yeah.
Just pictures of me. 52. 5 plus 2. 7.
About a cross, maybe?
I have a cross on top of the building.
Oh, okay, good.
Skyline of Baltimore?
Not on my watch. No!
You ready to play the game, Ray?
I don't know what Brady said.
But he likes it.
I liked it. What?
We got a game. We're going to play for the
things that confuse me. I have a list of things that confuse me. You caller, are going to have to explain it in great detail. I'll tell you what it is. Let's go to the phones. Give me Jason. Jason, how old are you today?
Today, I am 38 years old.
38. Do you know what 3 minus 8 is?
Yes.
What?
It's 5.
It's actually -5. Now add 8 back to that. What you got?
Eight back to 5, 13.
8 back to -5.
8 back to
you messing it all up. Oh, do 2 more. Yes, 8 back to -5. What you got?
8 back to -5 is...
Say that one more time.
3.
You've got 7 different answers. Ain't no mistakes. I don't think any of them were right.
I think we should get away from the math stuff there, Ray.
No.
Yeah.
No.
You're a mathlete, Ray.
I am. I'm trying to help people. Help me. I don't want to do that one. Explain this to me, Jason, in great detail. Help me out.
Okay.
I don't know the difference between mushrooms and toadstools. Go.
Mushrooms and toadstools. Okay. Well, first of all, happy birthday.
Thank you.
Mushrooms and toadstools. So what you got to do is you got to... Mushrooms...
You're losing me.
Bye.
Bye.
That's it?
That's it.
He said mushrooms and toadstools
3 times. I still don't know the difference between a mushroom and toadstool. How am I supposed to live my life with the Zampucha people? The mushroom people.
We can't let them Google. You want to talk to people, Ray?
I want to talk to them.
Learn.
I want answers.
I can tell you that, Ray.
You know the difference between a mushroom and a toadstool? What is it?
A mushroom is a fungus that grows off of logs and dead animals. A toadstool is actually poop from a toad. Toadstool.
All right. I'll remember that for the rest of my life. Good answer. That's how easy this game could be. Matt's on the line. Matt, are you there?
Yes.
Happy birthday, Matt.
Happy birthday, Ray.
How old are you today?
Today, I'm 28.
8 minus 2 is 6. 2 plus 5 is 7. That's 7.
All right.
2 plus 8. He's 28. Is 10. Minus how many people we got in the room? 4.
4, yeah.
6.
So he's mentally 6 years old?
Plus me. 7. There it is. Ain't no mistakes. 7 is everywhere. All right, Matt, are you ready? I don't know the difference between a Great Britain and the United Kingdom. Go.
Well, the Great Britain, it's great. And the United Kingdom is just a kingdom that's united.
This is exactly what I would have said. But people tell me I'm wrong.
I'd say good try, but I wouldn't mean it.
Do you, Great Britain is great, or they wouldn't have called it that. They'd have called it average or not so great. The United Kingdom is a kingdom of things that have come together.
You like kingdoms?
I love kingdoms.
Baltimore was kind of your kingdom.
Not on my watch.
What? Your watch has ended?
I don't know.
Do you watch Game of Thrones?
Brady, what's it? I do watch Game of Thrones. Did you see Aaron Rodgers in that?
Yeah.
I sacked him.
That was you?
That was me. I was the dragon.
Good job. Thank you.
I killed Aaron Rodgers, finally. It's an end goal.
Cooked him.
Brady, what's the difference between Great Britain and the United Kingdom?
A Great Britain is John Cleese.
Yes.
United Kingdom.
Yes.
Is all seven realms together as one.
That's exactly what I've been telling people. Seven kingdoms. 5 plus 2.
Seven realms. That's Game of Thrones, too. That's
well, I don't
awesome.
Know what you're talking about.
Yeah, seven kingdoms.
I hope the midget wins.
Jamie Lannister's on the line.
Jamie's on the line. Jamie, I'm sorry about your weekend.
That's okay.
You're still alive, though, under them rocks.
You think so?
Yes. Correct.
I believe it. What? How old are you, Jamie, on my birthday?
51.
5 plus 1. Add one for my birthday. Well, how old are you?
45.
That's not right.
What?
That's incorrect. Wait a minute. Even I know that's not right. All right. I don't know the difference between a turtle and a tortoise. Go.
Turtle and a tortoise. A tortoise is more of a desert dweller that moves really slowly. A turtle can live in water as well. So they're more of an amphibian, where the tortoise is like a land reptile.
My dear God, I believe we have someone who explained something correctly to me.
Beautiful.
Succinctly and simply, and I can now pass that information on to someone else. Did you hear that, Richard? Listen to my new knowledge. A turtle flies in water.
Mm.
A tortoise walks on its feet.
Okay.
Bipedally. Across the landscape.
The old two-footed.
Leading the Jews to salvation.
I think
can't argue that with you.
I think he missed something.
One's a land animal like Moses.
I don't know if he missed it so much as he really wanted.
One's a water creature like Jesus.
Let's learn more. You want to try again?
That's awesome.
Yeah.
There's Dale Hellestray.
You remember him?
He's a tortoise because he walks on land.
Did you play against Dale Hellestray?
Jamie's our winner. He's qualified.
Oh, just for that one?
Yes. Did you know that, Dale Hellestray? Anything that walks on land is a tortoise. Once you get in your swimming pool, you a turtle.
Okay. Hey, you should know this, Ray. You know the difference between a raven and a crow?
Raven is a 2-time Super Bowl champion. A crow got erased out to Dumbo.
That's right. Nailed it.
That's how I explain stuff. It's easy when Ray Lewis tells you how it is. Dale. What number were you in football? Number 70. That's a 7 and a 0. Add them together, Dale. What you got?
Touchdown.
Ain't no mistakes.
What does that mean?
7.
Destiny.
Plus 0 is an Italian 7-0.
Okay.
That's zeros. That's right.
Good luck with your garage, right?
Let's try Mike. Let's just give Mike
do
a chance.
One?
He ain't going to qualify for nothing. He ain't gonna win. Don't worry about it. Mike, are you there?
Yeah.
Are you ready to help me out the way that that man did?
I'll give it a shot.
Mike, are you currently underwater or on land?
I am neither.
You are floating. I have to talk to Jamie for a second to find out what kind of turtle he is.
Space Mike.
Because I know tortoises walk on land and turtles walk on water. But you floating. I don't know what kind of turtle you are. That's a cloud 7.
He could be a crow.
Let's find out what we got.
Maybe
you could be a raven.
Maybe he's got water wings on. Maybe could that's why he's floating.
I don't understand the difference between jam and jelly. Help me out.
Jam is made with real fruit, whereas jelly is more like a preserve.
Is that right?
Well, the jelly thing's
a
little
preserve?
Off. Yeah. The jam's right.
Jam, you got right.
The jelly is more of a made
jelly
from fruit juice.
Yeah, isn't really an explanation.
You know what the difference is?
Close enough.
In my world between jam and jelly is?
Tell us, Ray.
I can't jam certain body parts of mine into your wife's throat.
Oh, man. Come on.
I mean jelly.
You can't jelly them.
Damn it. This is hard.
Technically, you can't do either, Ray.
I'm not allowed to do one.
Right.
I technically can't jelly anything into anybody's body. I've tried it.
You messed that joke all up, right?
I did. I'll tell it 6 more times.
Okay.
That make it 7.
Bye, Mike.
Mike kind of got it.
Kind of.
But we got no more prizes.
Halfway. You only got half.
Who's your favorite guy? It's Emmett Smith's birthday today, too. When's your birthday, Dale?
July 11th.
That's why you ain't in the Hall of Fame.
Let's ask Dale the difference between something. Maybe he can teach you.
Dale, teach me something. Come over here on the microphone. NFL helping out its brotherhood.
That'd be nice.
It's a fraternity.
Yeah. You're learning
Ain't
together.
It? Dale, did we ever play together? You knew me.
We did play together.
We knew each other.
You don't,
did I give speeches?
Don't remember
quiet
me?
Down,
you
Dale.
Don't remember me?
Dale wore a helmet.
I remember that.
Yeah.
We made him because nobody wanted to look at his face.
Had a gay little star on it.
He also wore a helmet with a big raccoon with a beak on the side of it called a raven.
I played 3 games with you, Ray.
That's right. How did we do?
Well, we won 1 playoff game.
Yes.
And then we lost to the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Damn it. My nemesis.
Some guy named Holmberg really, really was excited.
I didn't know you were on that team. That's why we lost. What number were you with the Ravens?
Number 70.
7 plus 0. 70, no mistakes. I don't know the difference between a crow and a raven, Dale. Help.
Yes, you do.
I don't.
Help him out,
Dale.
Damn,
Raven is a Super Bowl champion.
That's right. What's a crow?
You know that. Crow pokes eyes out of dead carcasses, don't they?
Yes, pretty good to me. I will tell that tale for the rest of my life. You know what Dale Hellestreet taught me? The one thing? I wish I'd have known this before my Hall of Fame speech, Dale. Don't want to be laying around with no crows poking your eyes out.
Learn some more stuff. What else can he teach?
Ray.
Do you remember my speech I gave before that Steelers game?
I don't, but I do remember this, Ray. I do remember this.
Yeah.
You're one of the better teammates that I've ever
been. Is that true?
First game I was there Monday night, it was about 20 below.
I had
more bad snaps in that game than I did in 17 years.
Is that right?
And you came up to me after the game, put your arm around me.
Talk Coco.
I got to tell you, it was a deep moment.
Shouldn't you remember that?
Don't you I remember
Thank
nothing.
You.
He said, Dwight.
Thank you.
I got to tell you something.
Look here, son. You got a long career ahead of you.
You had a long career behind you.
I didn't know you, though. I didn't care.
The only thing you cared was where the ball get back to the punter.
Now, did I say at any point, all right, we got to beat these Steelers, and the only way to do it is to never let Dale Hellestray have the ball. No playing. Was that my rule? I brought you Coco and a coat, and I said, stop your crying, little lady.
Coco and a Coke?
I got a coat.
Coat.
Like a jacket. It was cold.
Oh, coat.
Yeah.
I said, let me see your hands.
It was cold.
I said, let me see your hands, giant. And you showed them to me, and I was surprised you had fingers the way you were snapping the ball. I thought you were just rolling it back to
You wanted him to stay in the coat so he didn't have to play.
So why'd we hire this rugby player to keep rolling the ball to the punter?
You need to learn anything else?
No. Right? Oh, you want to try another one? See if Dale knows the difference between a husky and a malamute.
A husky?
Right.
It's a Washington husky.
Oh, I see.
Mascot.
Yep.
A malamute's a big dog. That's a pet.
A husky can't be a pet.
You can't have an entire college as a pet. Where are you going to put it?
I don't like it when Brady hands you stuff.
I don't either. Because that means I got to try to ride his terrible handwriting. A husky is a dog. A malamute is a dog, too. Ain't no difference.
Yeah,
one's
there
just
is.
Bigger and
Why
slower.
Are you asking that me tricky bigger. Questions?
The difference between
it's
a husky,
easy difference.
Difference between a husky and a malamute is the same difference between me and you. One is fast.
Handsome.
And one is slow.
I'll tell you the difference.
They both
right?
dogs, though. What's that?
Malamute is a dog. Husky is the clothes that I
That's
wear.
That's Brady's children's clothing line. Husky. And finally, Dale.
The department that you and I shop in.
Yes.
Difference between a pickle and a cucumber.
A pickle's what comes out of a cucumber.
Is that right?
See?
A cucumber
what?
Births a pickle.
It's
through
gross.
Its cucumber girl penis.
I want to see that.
It opens up in his cucumber vagina.
I'm getting closer.
He is.
I'm going to ask you that again for your own sake. What? I'm going to ask you a little more vulgar. What the is the difference between a pickle and a cucumber? And if you say a cucumber gives birth to a pickle again, I'm going to make you jump out the second floor.
Pickles come from cucumbers.
And what's the difference?
What's the difference?
There's no difference.
I'm going to go with Eric. That's number one.
You think there's no difference between pickle and cucumber? Why they got two different names?
Is there a difference between me and Eric? Otherwise,
really.
We'd just be two
bald,
Ray Lewis.
And ugly.
Oh, now, come on. Yeah. Still faster than you, old man. Pickle and a cucumber.
You make pickles out of cucumber.
How?
See?
How do you do it?
How do you do it?
The
you
answer is them. In the... That's exactly right. Therein lies the difference. You've just been taken
like
to school.
What's the difference between you and Eric? The taste.
The taste. One of us is pickled.
Oh, that's a good taste.
90% of the time. The other is a large, smooth, cylindrical item. Thank you for joining us, Dale.
That was
always
fun.
It's my birthday. Always a pleasure to see you, teammate.
He burned on 7-Eleven.
He did what?
He was burned on 7-Eleven.
He burned down a 7-Eleven?
He was burned on 7-Eleven.
Yeah. He was burned.
He hatched.
Yes. He come out of his mother's cucumber. On 7-Eleven. 7-Eleven.
You clubbing tonight for your birthday?
Yeah, we're going to go to Atlanta.
Uh-oh. No.
Look for that suit.
Bad idea.
Don't do that.
Where's my suit, Atlanta? And then I'm going to go down to that Orchids of Asia where they don't tape you no more. That's nice. Happy birthday, me. Adios.
So long, Ray Ray.
Bye. There he goes. Hall of Famer Ray Lewis.
The GOAT.
Learning. He's up there. He's up there. Turtle and tortoise. I didn't know that. Any land animal is a tortoise. Anyone in the water is a turtle.
Makes sense.
It does. It adds up. Guy wins. There you go. A Rock Wars coming up.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. What the hell?
98.
I'm not cool with this at all.
K-U-P-D.